KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I'm here with actress Megan Mullally, who won multiple Emmys for her role as Karen on Will & Grace, which she will reprise in a reboot of the series later this year. She's also appeared in a number of notable revivals on Broadway and recently released an album as Nancy and Beth with her singing partner Stephanie Hunt. But today, we're here to talk about five songs that have inspired her throughout her life as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Megan, thanks so much for joining us.
Gosh, thanks for having me.
So, your first track is Randy Newman's Marie.
Randy Newman is my all-time favorite, and I think I know every single one of his records and every single one of his songs, and they are many. And the song came out when I was a freshman in high school. The record came out, Good Old Boys. This was his fifth record. But when I was about 20 or 21, I saw him perform this song on Saturday Night Live. Mm. And I was laying on the floor of my apartment, as you do when you're 20 or 21, and I just burst into tears at the end of it because, without going into too much detail, it really struck a chord with me. The way it turns resonated with me in a very powerful way, and I have been his slave ever since.
I loved you the first time I saw you, and I always will love you, Marie. I loved you the first time I saw you.
That was Randy Newman with Marie from his Good Old Boys album of 1974. Well, what's the next song you got for us?
All right. Next song is our friend Willie Nelson. And this is from his record, The Sound in Your Mind, which was very, very important to me. It came out in 1976, and I was a junior in high school. And this song is the most upbeat song on the record. I was really attracted to the record. I was very attracted to the more moody songs on the record, but I love this song, and it's sort of irresistible, and it's called If You've Got the Money, I Got the Time.
Is there something about that particular song and the lyrical content that speaks to you in a particular way?
I think I thought it was hilariously witty and funny at the time, and it's got a beat, you can dance to it, as they used to say. It's not a profound song in any way, and we're getting ready to, this is a good lead into the next song,
okay. Which
is profound in every way, but it was just an enjoyable song, and it, as I said, I love that whole record, and but I picked this song because it's festive.
That was Willie Nelson with If You've Got the Money, I've Got the Time, a Lefty Frizzell classic, as selected by our guest, Megan Mullally.
The next song, not as festive.
Well, it's a classic from Joni Mitchell.
From her album Blue, 1971. And I was very young when I first heard this, 12 or 13, that tender age. And I remember I had a record player, and I would put this record on after hours when I was supposed to be sleeping, and I'd put it on very low. I think it was at the end of side two, and I would lay in my bed and just think, okay, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes. And then when this song would come on, I would just go into a trance state and be teleported away from the cares of prepubescence. This was the first song that really made me have to stop and think, like, what the hell is she saying? What are these lyrics? What's going on? And I found it all so moving and ephemeral and mysterious and beautiful. And I think it was the first song that had a major, major impact on me. These ways, acid, booze, and ass,
needles, guns, and grass, lots of laughs. When you were a kid listening to the song on your record player and sort of dreaming of future activities, did you see yourself as a singer primarily? And where did acting fall into that?
I never thought much about acting. I started out singing, and I sometimes have said that I came out of the womb in a top hat and top shoes, which there's an element of that, except I would say a very sensitive top hat and a very delicate pair of top shoes. I always loved sad songs the most, and I like to sing them and work through my emotions by singing them, and I still do that. Here is a shell for you. Inside you'll hear a sigh, a foggy lullaby. There is your song from me.
That was Joni Mitchell with the track Blue from her album of the same name. What's up next?
Something that was recorded in 1953 by Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers, two of my favorites, all rolled into one. And Louis Armstrong is really one of my favorite vocalists of all times and all-around musician. And then the Mills Brothers, I can't get enough of. I mean, and that's something that my husband and I share. It's probably why we're married, is the Mills Brothers, basically. And this track is, I think it's irresistible. It's something that my band, Nancy and Beth, and my band partner, Stephanie Hunt, and I recently choreographed some sassy moves involving a cane, and the song is called My Walking Stick. Without my walking stick, I'd go insane. Can't look my best, feel undressed without my cane. Must have my walking stick, 'cause it may rain. When it pours, can't be outdoors without my cane. That was Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers with My Walking Stick. What's the last track you got for us? Last track is Red House by Jimi Hendrix, and it's from Are You Experienced, the great Jimi Hendrix record from 1967. This song didn't come onto my radar till I was in my 30s, and it's a song that I want played at my funeral because it's this. I don't know why I want to have a. Do I want to have a sexy funeral? Apparently, I do. It's like the greatest blues track I've ever heard, and just everything about it. I'm not sure about his turn at the very end where he's like, well, if you're not home, I'll just go to your sister's house. But other than that, I really love it. It stirs the emotions, doesn't it?
In your acting roles, do you use music to sort of channel the character in a way?
Yeah, I think I'm always thinking of music, and I'm always feeling things through music, but mostly just privately in my own, you know, even in my subconscious, if not my conscious mind. So yeah, I would say there's an element, because I think that I've always had this theory that people who are really good at comedy are almost always musical to one degree or another. Because in order to feel the rhythm of the jokes and just the musicality of the dialogue, I think you have to have a feeling for music. Or I have just noticed that there is a very strange correlation. Like, it seems like an overwhelming number of the people that I know who work in comedy and are successful can also sing well or well enough or play a musical instrument or both. Baby, don't.
Well, Megan, I want to thank you so much for joining us here at KCRW.com.
Very happy to be here. Thank you.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.